The Importance of Self-Care and Mindfulness. Episode 39 of Rebuilding Lives. Podcast, Stories of Growth and Redemption. Presented by the Self-Development Factory. Maria sat on a park bench, the early morning sun warming her face. For the first time in years, she wasn't running. She wasn't running from her past, from the shame of her addiction, or from the overwhelming anxiety that used to be her constant companion. She was just sitting, breathing, and noticing the feeling of the breeze on her skin. This simple act, this moment of stillness, was a quiet revolution. It was the practice of self-care and mindfulness, two concepts that had once seemed like foreign luxuries but had become the very bedrock of her recovery. When you are rebuilding a life after prison or addiction, your world is often a whirlwind of appointments, requirements, and responsibilities. You focus on finding a job, securing housing, and meeting the terms of your parole or recovery plan. These are essential, but in the frantic rush to rebuild the external structures of your life, it is easy to neglect the internal foundation. Self-care and mindfulness are not indulgent extras. They are the essential tools that make long-term recovery possible, sustainable, and ultimately joyful. What are self-care and mindfulness? For many who have lived through the trauma of addiction and incarceration, the concept of self-care can feel selfish or undeserved. You may have spent years in environments where survival was the only priority, and your own needs were the last thing on your mind. Self-care is the radical act of intentionally doing things that care for your mental, emotional, and physical health. It is not about bubble baths and spa days. It is about making choices that honor your well-being. Mindfulness is a key component of self-care. It is the practice of paying attention to the present moment without judgment. When you have a history of trauma, your mind can be a difficult place to be, often stuck in painful memories of the past or gripped by fear of the future. Mindfulness gently trains your attention back to the here and now, to the physical sensations, sounds, and feelings of this very moment. It creates a space between a trigger and your reaction, giving you the power to choose a different response. Why these practices are critical in recovery. Recovery is stressful. The constant pressure to succeed, the fear of relapse, and the daily reminders of your past can create a state of chronic stress. This is where self-care and mindfulness become vital. Dr. Jon Kabat-Zinn, a pioneer in bringing mindfulness to Western medicine, developed mindfulness-based stress reduction, MBSR. Decades of research on this program have shown that mindfulness practices can physically change the brain. They can decrease the size of the amygdala, the brain's fear center, while increasing the density of the prefrontal cortex, which is responsible for self-awareness and emotional regulation. For someone whose brain has been hijacked by addiction or trauma, these changes are not just interesting, they are life-altering. Self-care practices counteract the narrative of worthlessness that often accompanies addiction and incarceration. By taking time to feed your body nutritious food, get enough sleep, or engage in a healthy hobby, you are sending a powerful message to yourself. I am worthy of care. My well-being matters. This internal shift is fundamental to building the self-esteem needed to resist old patterns and build a new identity. Practical self-care for a rebuilt life. Self-care does not have to be complicated or expensive. It is about integrating small, consistent habits into your daily life. Foundational physical care. Your body has been through a lot. Treating it with respect is a primary form of self-care. Sleep. Prioritize getting 7 to 9 hours of consistent sleep. A rested brain is better at managing emotions and making good decisions. Create a simple bedtime routine, like turning off screens an hour before bed. Nutrition. You don't need a fancy diet. Just focus on incorporating more whole foods like fruits, vegetables, and lean proteins. Notice how different foods make you feel. Eating well can stabilize your mood and energy levels. Movement. Physical activity is one of the most powerful tools for mental health. This doesn't mean you have to run a marathon. A daily 20-minute walk can release endorphins, reduce stress, and clear your mind. Find a form of movement you enjoy. Emotional and mental self-care. This involves activities that help you process your feelings and calm your mind. Journaling. Writing down your thoughts and feelings without judgment can be incredibly cathartic. It helps you understand your triggers and celebrate your progress. Setting boundaries. Learning to say no is a critical act of self-care. You have the right to protect your energy and your sobriety by declining requests or leaving situations that feel unhealthy or overwhelming. Connecting with nature. Spending time outdoors has been proven to reduce stress and improve mood. Even just sitting in a local park or noticing the sky can be a restorative practice. Healthy hobbies. Find something you do just for the joy of it, not because you have to. This could be listening to music, drawing, working on a puzzle, or learning a new skill. Simple mindfulness exercises. You can do anywhere. Mindfulness is a skill, and like any skill, it gets stronger with practice. You don't need a quiet room or a yoga mat. You can practice mindfulness in any moment. The 3-minute breathing space. This is a powerful technique to use when you feel overwhelmed. Acknowledge. For 1 minute, notice what is happening inside you. What thoughts are present? What feelings? What bodily sensations? Just name them without judgment. There is anxiety. My shoulders are tight. Gather. For the 2nd minute, gently shift your full attention to the physical sensation of your breath. Feel the air moving in and out of your body. This acts as an anchor to the present moment. Expand. For the final minute, expand your awareness to include your whole body. Feel the space you're in and the sensations throughout your body, using the breath as your anchor. Mindful walking. You can practice this on your way to work or the bus stop. Pay attention to the physical sensation of walking. Feel your feet connecting with and leaving the ground. Notice the rhythm of your steps and your breath. When your mind wanders, which it will, gently guide it back to the sensation of walking. The RAIN technique. When a difficult emotion arises, use this 4-step process created by teacher Tara Brach. R, recognize. Acknowledge the emotion. This is anger, or this is fear. A, allow. Let the feeling be there without trying to fix it or push it away. Simply allow it to exist for a moment. I, investigate. Get curious about the feeling with kindness. Where do you feel it in your body? What does it want from you? N, nurture. Offer yourself a gesture of kindness. You might put a hand on your heart and say to yourself, "This is hard. It's okay." Building a resilient future. The journey of recovery is not about erasing your past. It is about integrating it into a new, more resilient sense of self. Self-care and mindfulness are the practices that allow you to do this with compassion rather than shame. They teach you how to be with discomfort without turning to destructive behaviors. They help you build an internal refuge, a place of calm and strength you can return to no matter what external storms you face. Think of your recovery as building a house. Finding a job and housing are the walls and the roof. But self-care and mindfulness are the foundation. Without a strong foundation, the first storm that comes along can bring the whole structure down. By dedicating time each day to these internal practices, you are ensuring that the life you are so carefully rebuilding is built on solid ground, capable of weathering any challenge and providing you with a true, lasting home within yourself.